rheumatism.
And a disease that children used to get, they'd choke up in the night with it.
Whooping cough?
Or something else they'd get.
Now the croup?
Well, you get vaccinated against it now.
I do. You sick in the night with it. The flu?
I was thinking
diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
That's what they do? Like choking at night?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Something.
I remember that. I never had diphtheria. I didn't have to choke.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellowginous?
And when you have a...
Yeah, I got that one.
A pain down here and have to have an operation.
What size? Appendix.
Okay. You call the disease.
Appendicitis.
Okay. And if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, he'd say he had to...
Throw up.
Okay. Any other ways of saying the sickness?
He was nauseous. He regurgitated. He vomited.
Which sounds better, to say throw up or vomit?
I don't know. They both sound terrible.
What about
both terrible?
Yeah, I guess throw up comes off quicker than vomiting. Uh-huh. Vomiting sounds terrible.
What about a really crude way of saying that?
Puke.
Okay. And if a person threw up, you'd say he was sick.
Sick of the stomach.
And
or pregnant, one of two.
I don't think you'd say he was.
No, he probably wouldn't.
You'd be rich if he did. If a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
courting her?
Okay.
He was what?
And...
A nice little pick it up, you know.
What did he say? That's good.
Nasty minded.
And he would be called her...
About the right place on
that. Her fiancé?
Or...
Her fiancé.
Or just the...
What's his name?
If he's just guarding her, then he
a beau?
Okay.
A boyfriend?
Huh?
A steady?
Okay. And she would be his...
His girl.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar...
Brother he was kissing.
Okay. In the old-fashioned way of saying kissing?
Necking, smooching.
Okay.
Petting? No, that's... Necking.
Dirty mind.
The lipstick was on the collar.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
Oh, she's mad at him.
And he'd ask her to marry him, but she...
She refused.
Okay. They were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
She dropped him like a hot potato.
Okay. Do you ever hear she turned him down or jilted him or gave him the sack or...
Oh, I heard of turning him down and jilting. The jilting sounds more like if you left him at the altar or something.
Uh-huh.
Don't even let him find out for himself. Instead of telling him.
But she didn't turn him down. You said they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Hitched.
Huh?
Hitched.
Okay.
Broke his neck.
Broke his neck?
Yeah.
Untied her on me. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the...
Best man.
The what?
Best man.
Uh-huh. And the woman that stands up with the bride.
Bridesmaid. Excuse me. The bridesmaid.
Uh-huh.
Watch me turn over.
And, you know, a long time ago, people in the community would get married. Other people would come around and make a lot of noise and...
Chivalry.
They'd
have a chivalry. That was on television yesterday.
What?
It was on television yesterday.
The chivalry?
Yeah, chivalry. Then they make a lot of noise and keep the married couple up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was pretty common around here?
No.
Did